We continue our learning Le'ilinish, Mastav, and Menachem, Rosh, and Chaim Yaakov, and Rebbe Chav Shaliyah. We're in Megillah, Perek, Beis, Mishnah, Vav. Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer U'LeHekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim. Previous Mishnah told us about mitzvahs that are done during the day. And we said a mitzvah that's done during the day, performed during the day, can be done all day. We had Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaHalot, Kriyas Shofen, Tilas Lulav, Musaf, etc. So here we have a couple of mitzvahs whose performance is done at night. So when the Mishnah is here to teach us that you have all night to perform that mitzvah. So the first thing is Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer. The harvesting of the Omer Karban, the barley grain, which is used, they would sift it and then make the barley flour, then to bring that carbon on Tes Zayin Nisan. So the night after the first day of Pesach, it's now Tes Zayin Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed, is when they would go out to cut the Omer barley. So that is done at night, and that can be done all night. Ula Hekter Chalavim Veivarim. We may know this from the first Mishnah in Shas. The burning of the fats and the limbs of the animal. Let's say if you have a carbonola, so all of the fats and the limbs are burnt. Other carbonos, the fats are burnt, the limbs are eaten, or maybe given to Kohanim, depending on the carbon. So either way, the Hekter Chalavim Veivarim, that is done at night. We begin the burning, of course, during the day. We sprinkle the blood during the day and place the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach on a Choshes during the day to begin burning, but they burn throughout the night. So that is kosher kol halaya. Then the Mishnah gives you a general rule. And when we have a rule that we kind of know already, so we assume Zeh HaKlal comes to include something that's not written explicitly in the Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal, Davar Shemitzvaso Bayom, Kasher Kol Hayom, Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla, Kasher Kol Halayla. Well, the first thing, anything that whose mitzvah is during the day, it's kosher all day. That was the rule, that was the list of the previous Mishnah. And Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla, Kasher Kol Halayla, that's the rule of our Mishnah. So what does that come to include? So the Gemara says that there's something else in the previous Mishnah that's included with the Zeh HaKlal in our Mishnah. What's the Davar Shemitzvah So Bayom coming to include? Coming to include the arrangement of the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread on the Shulchan, and the Shtei Bazich HaLevona, and the two bowls of frankincense, which are placed on the Shulchan as well. That is also an Avodah whose mitzvah is Bayom. Kasher Kol HaYom, you have all day to do that. That's done on Shabbos. And the Davar Shemitzvah So Balayla, it's Kasher Kol HaLayla. Any mitzvah, when we have a mitzvah to be done at night, it's Kasher all night. That comes to include the eating of the Karban Pesach. Now, that, of course, is not according to everybody. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Elazar Azari, we may know from the anonymous Mishnah at the end of the fifth parak of Zvachim that the Karban Pesach could only be eaten until Chatzos. That is based on how we define the Shas Chipazon, the time of angst, of rushing, of hurrying out of Mitzrayim. Do we view Chatzos, because that's when Makas Bechoris took place, that is the primary time, that's the Iker time of Geula, and therefore we only have till Chatzos to eat the Korban Pesach, and maybe other mitzvos as well, and that's why the Afikoman also until Chatzos, or that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, or do we say that Rabbi Akiva? No, you have till Alos HaShachar. The Geula only took place during the morning. That Shas Chipazon is the morning when we left, and therefore you have all night to eat the Korban Pesach, and as today we eat the Afikoman. So that is that's a debate, but our Mishnah obviously follows the opinion that Davar Shemitzvah So Balayla, assuming the Zeh HaKlal comes to include the Achilas Pesachim Kasher Kol HaLayla, that's only according to one opinion in the Tanaim. There's also important to keep in mind the opinion of the Chachamim in the first Mishnah in Shas and Brachos. There, the Mishnah is speaking about Kriyashma, but on that lesson it mentions the fact that how late can you say Kriyashma of Ma'ariv? So there you have a three-year machlokas. You have Rabbi Eliezer, who says until the first watch, which on a perfect night would be 4 hours into night, 10 p.m. And according to the Chachamim, till Chatzos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have till Amud HaShachar, till the next morning. But the Chachamim there say till Chatzos. Why? Really, the mitzvah is all night. But because we're afraid that you may, a person may fall asleep, a person may eat and sit down and meal, and eventually he's going to forget to say Kriya Shema. So there we have the mitzvah, although technically you really have till the next morning. We're going to stop you at Chatzos so that you think again about taking a nap. You'll realize after each Shema, and then you'll take a nap, and then you'll eat dinner. So the same thing is true regarding Heter Chalavim Ve'Rarim, placing the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach. Yes, we do that during the day after the sprinkling of the blood, but they should be burnt, should it be consumed before the end of the night till chatzos, according to the Chachamim, kelaharchik es adam min avera. Why is Megillah of nighttime not on this list? Here we have Omer and Hector Chalavim, but there's Megillah at night as well. So this we already mentioned. The Iker reading of the Megillah is during the daytime. That's why we repeat the Shechiyanu during the daytime. That's the primary mitzvah. It's only the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph where we have Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi comes and says that Chayav Adam Lekorsus HaMegillah Balayla V'Lishnosa Bayom, that I should read the Megillah at night and read it a second time during the day. That was not the Iker Takana. V'Hayomim Ho'elen is Karim V'Nasim. It's a daytime mitzvah, and therefore it's not mentioned in this Mishnah. The previous Mishnah mentioned Kol Hayom Kasha L'Kriyas HaMegillah, but we don't mention Kol Halayla Kasha L'Kriyas HaMegillah because that is not the primary mitzvah. We begin the third parak, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Now this Mishnah is once we were dealing with Kriyas HaMegillah, this the Perek is going to eventually discuss the halachos of reading of the Torah. But before you do that, we're going to discuss the halachos, some halachos of Kiddushas Beis HaKnesses. And if I sell an area of sanctity, and I now with that money, with that profit, I have to buy something, the Mishnah is going to say, of something of greater sanctity. There is a debate in the Mefarshim whether or not, because the implication of the ratio of the Mishnah, of the safe of the Mishnah, are different. The implication of the ratio of the Mishnah is that if I sell something of lesser sanctity, I have to buy something of greater sanctity. And that implies that I can't buy something of neutral Kedusha. And the end of the Mishnah says you can't buy something of, speaking about lesser Kedusha, so that may imply, that implies that as long as I buy something of neutral Kedusha, that should be okay. So that's a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim, what the halacha would be. If you sell something, can I use the money to buy something of equal sanctity? So says the Mishnah like this: Bnei Oir shemachru rechova shalir. Here you have the people of the city, and sold the rechova means the street of the city. So what do you mean they're selling the street of the city? So we mentioned already in Maseches Tanis that there were times people would gather together into the plaza, into the open area where we would daven on a tanis, so no shul could fit everybody. So people would come to the main square of the city. That's where people would gather for davening. Now that doesn't have the same kedusha as a shul. People only gather there once in a while. It's not, it doesn't have kedusha that this is a makom tefillah. It was used for other things as well, but it has a certain level of kedusha. Now who's selling this area? So this you have in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses a lot, what we call the Shiva Tovei Ha'ir, the seven trustees of the city. The town usually had a town council that was had elected officials. These people would conduct all of the community business that was necessary. So they would be the ones that would be in charge. Often you have the phrase Shiva Tovei Ha'ir in front of the Anshei Ha'ir, in front of the people of the city. So these are the people who make the decisions. So these are the people who would be in charge of selling the Rechova Shalir. And that's what a Mishnah means when it says, Bnei Oir Shemach Rechova Shalir, they're selling the plaza, the main square of the city. If they do so, Lokchim B'damav Beis HaKnesses, they can buy with that money a shul. And that means that Kedusha is more chomer than the Kedusha, a higher level of Kedusha. And of course, Malin Mekodesh V'Ein Moridin. Once again, does that mean, is it only Malin Mekodesh? Or is it Ein Moridin? What about neutral? As we said, not clear from the Mishnah. Beis HaKnesses, the Mishnah continues, if they sold, let's say, a shul, lokchim teva. With that money, they can buy something of a higher kedusha. A teva is literally a box, but it's a reference to an Aron Kodesh. You may remember that from the Mishnah in Tanis. They'd bring the teva out into the middle of the city. Now, the Gemara says that only a shul of kfarim, of villages, are you allowed to sell. And that's because the shuls of the kfarim were built for the Bnei HaKfar, for them to use only, for them to daven there. So if everybody agrees, or the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir agree to sell it, they can sell it. But a Beis HaKnesses of Krachim, of very large cities, those shuls are not just for the people of that city. People are coming to the big cities all the time. People are traveling constantly. They're coming in for business. So those shuls are really belong to everybody, not only the people of the city. Anyone who comes knows that there's going to be a shul in a particular city, in a krach, in a large city, and therefore that cannot be sold. Then the Mishnah says, teva, if you sold the Arum Kodesh, and now you have that money, lokhimit pachos, you can buy the coverings for the Sifrei Torah, that has a higher level of Kedusha. Mit pachos, if you sold the coverings of the Sefer Torah, lokhim sfarim, of the Arum rather, so if you sell the Aron Kodesh, you can buy covers for the Sifrei Torah. If you sell the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, you can buy coverings for the Sifrei Torah. If you sell coverings of Sifrei Torah, so then Lokhim Sfarim, you can buy actual Nevi'im and Ksuvim which are manuscripts, obviously, Megillos that we have, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, with the money that you profit from selling the coverings of the Sifrei Torah. And then Sfarim, if I sell these Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Lokhim Torah, with that, I can buy what's obviously a higher level than the Nevi'im and Ksuvim is a real Sefer Torah. Aval the Mishnah says in Machru Torah, lo yichu Sfarim. But if you sold the Torah, you are not allowed to buy Sifrei Tanakh or Nach, because you're lowering the level of Kedusha. And Sfarim, if you're selling Sifrei Nach, lo yichu mitpachos, you can't use that money to buy covers of Sifrei Torah. Mitpachos, if you sold covers of Sifrei Torah, lo yichu teva, you can't then buy with the money that you have, an Aron Kodesh, because that's a lower level than the covers of the Sifrei Torah. Teva, lo yichu beis haknesses, if you sold the Aron Kodesh, you can't use that money to buy a shul. And beis haknesses, if you sell the shul, lo yichu esarachov, you can't purchase now a plaza, the main square of a city, in order to daven there just once in a while. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein b'mosrehen. And the same thing is true with the leftovers. So here you have any leftover of the proceeds that could happen. You sell something that's more kadosh, and now I have money that's left. Okay, so I'm not going to spend the money on something that's of a lower level, but I bought something of a higher level. But now I have money left over. What about that? That also can't be used to buy something of lesser sanctity. Has to be used also, whatever the leftover, eventually have to use it to buy something of greater Kedusha as well. Then the Mishnah says, Ein mochin es shel rabim layachid. If you have a Beis HaKnesses that belonged to the public, you can sell that to a yachid. The Yushalmi explains, let's say you have a Sefer Torah of rabim, that you can't sell that to a yachid either. Because you're lowering, whether it's a shul or a sefer Torah, you're now lowering its kedusha. Why? Because the kedusha of the public is something that's greater than kedusha of something that belongs to an individual. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amulo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Imkain, if you're going to tell us that you can't sell something that belongs to the public to an individual, then af lo meir gedola leir katana. If that would be the case, then you shouldn't be able to sell even something that belongs to a larger city to a lower city. Why? Because to a smaller city. Because the Ir Katana, you have fewer people who are using the Sefer Torah or the Shul, whatever, so you're lowering from Kedusha. And since we know we're allowed to do that, no one ever restricts the selling of something from an Ir Gedola to an Ir Katana, from a large city to a smaller city, so too selling something that belongs to Rabim, to the public, to a Yachid, is also going to be mutter according to the Chachamim.